Israeli troops are preparing to pull out of two West Bank towns, according to reports from Israeli radio and the Associated Press. The reports indicate that Israel will leave the cities of Qalqilya and Tulkarm within hours. There is no word yet about whether a pullout will follow from other West Bank cities.
If it goes ahead, the partial pullout will come only hours after Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon rebuffed U.S. demands that Israeli forces be withdrawn from the West Bank without delay. Sharon said the Israeli offensive in the West Bank will continue, although he said he will try to speed it up. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Anthony Zinni today met Sharon and delivered what American officials called an uncompromising message calling on Israel to withdraw. Israel Radio reported that Israeli troops will begin pulling out of two West Bank cities early Tuesday. Speaking to a special session of the Israeli Knesset earlier today, on the 11th day of Israel's assault on the West Bank, Prime Minister Sharon said Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was the head of a regime of terror. Sharon said Israel's goal was to crush what he called the Palestinian terrorist infrastructure. This goal has not yet been achieved, Sharon said, and the army will continue to operate until it is reached. Sharon said that once the mission is accomplished, Israel will withdraw from Palestinian cities to buffer zones. He warned of further Israeli military action if there are more terrorist attacks. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo says Sharon is trying to sabotage Secretary of State Colin Powell's efforts to achieve a ceasefire.
It is obvious that this speech is a declaration of the continuation of war against the Palestinian people. In this declaration, he said that in a very explicit way that he does not recognize the previous agreements we had signed. He does not recognize the Palestinian Authority, and he wants to continue the occupation of the Palestinian areas.
Israel television tonight broadcast footage of Palestinian fighters in Jenin surrendering to the Israeli forces. Israeli Army spokesman Natan Golan says the Israeli takeover of Jenin, which began 5 days ago, is almost complete.
Specifically in the refugee camp, it's sort of the last pocket of terrorist infrastructure that the IDF are trying to eradicate. And today particularly we had some heavy resistance, and the Air Force were called in to provide support as well. There have been many reports in the Palestinian media about ambulances not being allowed in and all these what we call blatant propaganda.
Golan said the Israeli army opened a specific route for ambulances, but the Palestinians have chosen not to use it. Palestinian officials said Israeli helicopter gunships fired about 30 missiles at the refugee camp, where 15,000 people live crowded into a square half mile. One camp resident, Abu Assad, reached by cellular telephone today, said he was one of 50 people, including women and children, holed up in a house in the eastern edge of the camp. There's been a massacre here and widespread destruction, he said. The Israelis have killed dozens of civilians. The fighting's been going on all day, and it's still continuing. Abu Assad said ambulances had been unable to reach the injured, and some people had bled to death. He also said Israeli soldiers have bulldozed dozens of houses in the camp, some of them with people still inside. He said he had no intention of surrendering to the Israeli forces. Abu Assad said that even if the Israeli soldiers take over the camp, Palestinian resistance in other areas will continue. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.